Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Late in 2018, Northfield City staff began the bike pedestrian study. City engineer Dave Bennett commented,
looking at the routing of Milltown trails through the community and updating our map of filling in our gaps. So we'll have that draft plan available to the public here. Should hopefully be out in the next week or two.
It will then go before a Joint Planning Commission and Parks Board meeting in February. Expect public input dates as well. He said they hope to have a final document before the council in late March or April. 20B Representative Todd Lippert is not letting grass grow under his feet as a freshman legislator. He's already authored a health bill that was heard on the House floor. It's now been sent to the Health and Human Services Policy Committee for a hearing. The bill would start a drug repository, Lippert explains.
So what happens now in long-term care settings and other healthcare settings is that if a medication changes, say your medication changes, or in a long-term care setting if someone passes away, the medications assigned to that person often need to be thrown out, and they are in sealed packets. There's no reason that they can't be used. So there are programs in other states like Wyoming and Iowa where there's this drug repository set up. It's very, very successful. It saves millions of dollars.
This would create a location to send those medications, and then they could be redistributed for free.
It will also allow individuals in certain circumstances, if they have specialty medications related to cancer or heart medication, to donate those meds if their medication's changed and they're not used, unopened. And that can save, those drugs can run up to $40,000, $50,000 a month.
That could very quickly eliminate waste and save money. He's also co-author of a bill on expanding access to Minnesota care. Lippert was in studio this morning. That interview is posted on our website. Ruth's House is an emergency transitional shelter in Faribault. Starting their 15th year, they've served over 1,700 women and children. In addition to the facility there, they have a HUD-supported housing program for 10 families, 5 in Faribault and 5 in Northfield. The women seeking assistance from Ruth's House are coming from traumatic situations. Suzanne Fox said,
and so we offer 24-hour support and case management, and we walk alongside them and help them on their way to new beginnings, and we've seen many transformations over the years.
Ruth's House costs about $300,000 a year to operate. They're primarily funded through grants and community help. They're holding their annual Hearts Gala fundraiser on February 9th. It'll be held at the American Legion in Faribault. There's dinner, of course, a wine wall raffle, a dessert auction, and numerous silent auction items. The live auction items include,
we have a great Las Vegas package. This is new this year, and it's a fabulous 3-night, 4-day stay for 4 people and 2 rooms at a Caesar Property Hotel in Las Vegas. And included with that is a $1,000 Delta Airline Miles voucher. And the actual voucher can be used for this trip or another trip.
You can view all the silent and live auction items on their website, rootshousemn.org. You can also purchase tickets. If you can't make the gala, you're invited to donate online or volunteer. And in December, the Northfield Arts and Culture Commission, in partnership with 50 North, announced the winner of the 2019 Living Treasure Award, Donna Paulson. In the words of her nominators, Donna is a multi-talented musician with a long history of service as a teacher, church musician, and artistic musical leader in our community. Donna was on Art Zany this morning with Paula Grandquist. She'll be celebrated on Monday at 50 North. Doors open at 7 p.m., program at 7:30. News from around the state is next.